The city of Philadelphia is slated to announce another round of funding for gun violence prevention nonprofits. The grantees from the last round have not all been paid out yet, and that's raising questions about how this model should work in the future. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports.
At the Positive Choices program, breakfast is the first stop.
One of these? You want this one?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? There's some orange juice over there if you want some orange juice.
Staff dole out fruit, cereal, and individual bags of mini muffins to a line of still waking adolescents in the basement of West Philly's Shepherd Recreation Center. Early June marked the first day of this six-week Saturday summer camp, designed to expose children to skills and experiences that could deter them from getting involved in gun violence. Gianna Williams-Davis runs the program, which covers multimedia training, financial literacy, and emotional management.
To help them see and vision different things to do. Our kids, all they see is murder, drugs, violence. We're trying to show them something else.
Last September, 41 violence prevention nonprofits were selected to receive a total of $900,000 through the city's Targeted Community Investment Grants program. Another round of grantees is expected to be announced this month. The nonprofits from the last round were originally supposed to be paid out earlier this spring. But as of June 13th, 8 groups still haven't received any of that money. Only 12 groups have been paid back more than 90% of what's owed. That's according to the fiscal sponsor responsible for distributing the city money. Williams-Davis says she didn't get any of the $18,000 that she asked for in her application and budget proposal, and she's frustrated.
They earmarked this money to help these kids, and it's earmarked for them, so give it to me.
In late May, the city of Philadelphia told WHYY that the process of finishing payments to the last round of grantees is underway. They say the delays were due to the fiscal sponsor changing over their accounting system and that the next round of grantees should have a smoother experience. Grantees told WHYY that they hit roadblocks because of issues with their spending requests, and if something was missing or incorrect, they said it could take weeks of back and forth to get it sorted out. Some reported having to delay payments to vendors or stipends to youth, or they ended up covering program costs out of their own pockets. Williams-Davis says she ran into a challenge when one of her workshop presenters had a family emergency.
We got another presenter. I had to pay him, but I wasn't allowed to get the money reimbursed because they wouldn't let me make an adjustment.
Other nonprofits interviewed by WHYY say the rules should be less stringent, and the city should just provide the money up front so programs can continue without hiccups. Scott Charles is a trauma outreach manager at Temple University and a gun violence prevention advocate. He says nonprofits need more support.
One of the funding priorities seems to be giving opportunities to organizations that are just kind of mom and pop organizations that have merely gotten by from sheer will and hustle. And the challenge, so that's the good news. The bad news of that is that those organizations aren't prepared for what's being asked of them in many cases.
City Controller Rebecca Reinhart says the city also needs to do a better job evaluating anti-violence spending from the last budget cycle.
What we haven't seen is real accountability around it.
That's her talking about it on Word Radio last week.
And if something's not working to fix the problem that it was contracted for to fix, then it should not be funded. And if something is working, then we can scale it up.
The city plans to set aside more dollars for a different violence prevention grant program in the 2023 budget. Back at the Positive Choices program, Williams-Davis is waiting to hear whether she'll be selected for the fifth round of targeted community investment grants. She hopes the funding will help her keep the program running for kids like 11-year-old Cameron Lark. At the Saturday program, I asked him what he's learned so far. He talked about how to resolve conflict with others.
Conflict is like how you like deal with a situation without using violence or anything. Like, don't be scared like to speak up. Like, you could tell them, hey, I don't like this. Hey, I don't like that. Hey, can you stop doing that? And stuff like that.
Williams-Davis says if she gets a fifth round award, she's prepared to go to bat for the payments again.
I mean, I'll do what I have to do because it's about the kids.
She says the rest of her summer program will feature gun safety practice and a Boy Scout-led merit program. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.